You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and now it's time for Foodie Friday. Today, I'm speaking with Ames Alf. Welcome to the show, Ames.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Would you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
Yeah, so I'm Ames. I'm the owner and chef at Gonzo and also a nutritional wellness coach with emphasis on strength training, digestion, energy fatigue, stress and anxiety relief, and I've just been patiently waiting for us to fully reopen for dining, but looks like it's going to be a while.
Well, that's okay. We still have lots to talk about, and I'm really excited to get to speak with you today. So for starters, tell me a little bit about your restaurant.
So my husband and I started Gonzo, 2015, and basically we took the skeleton of the Southeast Waffle Company and kind of just ran with waffles and started building that gap between kind of fine dining, what we used to do, and making it more personable. So if you look in the restaurant or if you've ever been in there, you'll see an eclectic group of just everybody. go ahead. Sorry.
Why waffles?
The waffles were the easiest pillar just because everyone kind of knew what the Waffle Company was about. And as the years have progressed, you can see the kind of changes from waffles morphing into more of hashes, morphing into more of sandwiches, morphing into just complete meals. And especially with everything that's happened now, you're going to see a huge dynamic change with the menu.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing more about that. From personal experience, I know that your restaurant gets so packed on the weekends during like peak breakfast and brunch hours, and it's pretty steady even at off-peak times. What are some of the reasons for all the popularity?
Oh, my gosh. Well, so I originally started in the culinary world in Portland, Oregon. And so coming from the Pacific Northwest, I was in Pennsylvania. And so I got to see all of the East Coast hustle bustle with all of the restaurants. And, you know, living in Juneau, I grew up here. I left when I was in my 20s. And it was like I wanted to come into making a restaurant where people went in there and they didn't know where they were. They didn't know if they were on the East Coast, the West Coast, if they were in Canada. And so, and the vibe was also to just promote a place for just hanging out and kind of being creative. That was the biggest thing is there's so many local artists that I have in the restaurant. And so when people are eating this funky food and they're kind of like looking around, I want them to feel that energy of, you know, creating and imagination.
And I love the way that you've sort of branded yourself and your restaurant as sort of like a cult classic style, and eclectic is a really good way to describe that. Can you say more about what were you thinking behind that?
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. So, you know, it in the beginning of opening a restaurant, you kind of have to go through all of the battles of trying to figure out like what works, what doesn't work, and what resonates with somebody. And, you know, we've been around for almost 6-7 years. And recently, well, last October, I went to go visit my friend Sam, who owns the Waffle Iron in Kansas City. He does pop-up waffles, gourmet style like we do. And anyways, there was a there are fortune tellers everywhere in the Midwest. And this, I know it was really interesting because every time you'd walk. So if you could imagine walking through Juneau and you'd see all these jewelry stores, right? Yeah. It would be like that in Kansas City, except everyone was either clairvoyants or into palm reading or fortune tellers. So long story short, we go somewhere and this lady starts talking about my past and says that I have like some witchy culty vibes from my grandmother. And I did a whole like, you can totally edit this out, but I think it's so funny. I did a past life regression in Seattle and it had the same vibes like I was getting. And then I actually just recently was prepping food at my parents' house and just talking. And I brought that up. My parents are super Catholic. And they were like, yeah, your grandma was totally a cult leader.
What? You didn't know that.
I just like, I was like, what? You know? And I was thinking too about rebranding. I always am the type of person that loves transcendence as a human being, right? We don't want to be stagnant. We want to keep moving forward. And the biggest thing was, you know, finding your third eye. And that's when you'll start seeing this new kitty come arise from Jolene Choup. I've been designing this new brand for Gonzo, and you know, it's basically just a creative an avenue where it like invites people to just find that third eye and just open it up and just be authentic and real. So I had to rebrand it. I couldn't stay the same with the cat and the fox. I love the cat and the fox, but that was that beginning, you know? So now we're kind of in the grit of it all.
Well, whatever you're doing is totally working.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a cool story. Thank you for sharing that. How has your business adapted to this current situation? Speaking of change.
Oh, it's been so interesting. The first week was the hardest week for me, just kind of figuring out how to maneuver from there. I had a quarantine menu before I completely closed down, and it was based on, you know, kind of some waffles, but also some hardier things that will be okay to take to go. But my biggest pet peeve is I would never serve anything to go that I wouldn't eat. So it was
Wow.
really, really hard for me to like want to do like the extreme waffles, you know, that have a lot of layers of flavor. Because it's one thing when you sit down and you get the plate and you can see the layers of texture and like how I want to present it, so each bite represents what I mean. And so it was really sad for me to put everything individually and hope that you understood it. So this whole situation has been interesting because I finally have been finishing up my nutritional wellness therapy certification. And now it's like now more than ever is the time to introduce how your relationship is with food personally, especially like walking through the stores and seeing a lot of lack of cans, but then you go in the produce section and it's still there. It's still there. So that was the biggest thing too. And I would say that I've been doing these food subscriptions and also writing a piece of why I chose that to have people pre-order. So not only like you're eating this food that you'd probably see around, but there's more of a depth of why I chose the ingredients and how I did it and the technique. So I think that now the whole conversation of food and what it does to nourish you is out there. And yeah, I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, let's talk more about it because you don't just run this restaurant. As you mentioned before, like you're an educator, you instruct people in physical wellness with strength training and nutrition training and things like that. And you are doing this food subscription program that's like really customizable, really adaptable. And to me, I just want to say like this is super interesting because I know you were really busy before, and I can kind of see this as a like you have all this energy and you had to put it into something else while the restaurant's closed. So tell me about what you're doing with this food subscription service.
Okay, so you know, I am a chef and I'm around all of this food. And what I've noticed is the lack of like protein intake, calories, macros, and sugars that other chefs will think about as they're making this meal for somebody. So the biggest thing there is I just want to reach out to people that want a lifestyle change and need a routine change and need somebody to make them accountable. But the biggest part is it's not just you're gonna give me money and I'm gonna make you food. Like we're really gonna dive deeper into your own personal digestion, basically. And, you know, we walk through it. So it's not the subscription itself is lengthy because I have the first week of where you're kind of recording everything you're eating and what you're drinking, and we're going to run through that. And then we're going to really talk about what foods make you feel good, what foods don't, but you can't seem to say no, and tailor it very customized to that person, because everybody's lifestyle is different. And just as you said, you know, I have all this stuff on my plate. And even now, even though we're on quote unquote quarantine, I'm like everywhere. But it means so much to me because, you know, honestly, people don't take that time for inner reflectiveness or even feel like they deserve that. You know, I'm in my 30s now, and I see people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, everywhere, in the restaurant, in the gym. And that seems to be the biggest thing, is like, I don't deserve to spend this time, you know, doing this for myself. And I think that was the whole reason I was like, you know what, I'm going to shift it and make it more personable for individuals rather than here are some foods.
Right.
Eat it.
Wow. So how's that going so far? Is it, are you getting a lot of takers?
Yeah, it's been really great. It's been good because, you know, if you've looked on any of the social media things, it's mostly just my rants on the captions. But I did this video, and that was probably the most vulnerable I've gotten in the public eye, and kind of put myself out there because I realized that, you know, I only can meet people halfway. If they can see that I'm reciprocating, like, hopefully they do the same. And so, you know, I have a couple of people that have seen what I'm going to put out, and they're willing to take the time to do that. So it's been really good. It's been really good.
Great. And I watched that video on, I think it's via your Facebook page. So let's talk about contact info and how people can find you if they want to sign up with you for this.
Okay, great. So the best way would be my email, and it's aims.pint@gmail.com. In doing so, I'll get a hold of you, and I'll let you know how the procedure goes on how we can get started. And it's a 1 to 3 to 5 day like food subscription, but also it can go into, you know, if you want to dig deeper, it can go into weeks, it can go into months, or whatever, tailored to a person's lifestyle. But not only that, you'll get breakfast, lunch, dinner, 2 snacks, and then infused water. And on top of that, I will hold you accountable and be like, have you been drinking your water? You know, like, what's going on with you? How's the food making you feel? And after that initial setup, we, like, hopefully at some point when I'm able to go into people's houses, show them how to make it, show them how to prep meals and tailor to their lifestyle, as I said. But also so you're not afraid to make your meals. Because I think I've noticed that in the food subscriptions is that I had some that were reheat to heat and then just some you could eat right away. But the ones to reheat to heat, a lot of people didn't know how to reheat it or cook food, you know? Hmm. And I think that could be a huge part into why people don't want to do like whole foods in general, because it takes some time. But it really, if you understand and the process of it and take the time to do it, you'll feel so much better in the long run, you know?
Yeah. This is great. I thought we were just going to be talking about waffles and butter and syrup today. And this has gone in a completely different direction, but it's terrific. This sounds like a really great thing for people to focus on, especially right now when we, some of us do have some time to slow down and focus more on ourselves and our lifestyles. So thanks for that. But I do want to get back to waffles because you guys are reopening for carry out, I read. So can you share some details about that?
Yeah, so my hope was and is to do pre-orders just so we can kind of get a grip on what we need to be super stocked on. And I'm trying to look over at the quarantine menu. So the quarantine menu right now only has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 waffles. And these ones are the waffles that are just, it's easier to hold up in a box.
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm just going to run through it because there's some personal ones that are, everyone's like, are you going to take it off the menu? We have the hashes still. So you have your veggie hash and meat hash. The biscuits and gravy are still there. We are offering personal quiches. And some of the sandwiches are what you've seen on the menu, and some are added. We have 2 big salads. One of them is a charred romaine. It's a huge charred romaine head with house Caesar dressing, tomatoes, red onion, house croutons. And then we also have hangry bowls, which are we have a couple. So the base is steamed rice on a couple of them. And just for an example, we have steamed rice with 3 fatty barbecue skewers, adobo gravy sauce, onion jam, and fried garlic. And then for the vegans and veggies, we have blackened tofu sticks with curried veggies, black beans, and sweet corn. And I have 2 mashed potato bowls. One has turkey breast, cranberry chutney, and then the other one is based off of TV dinners, which is so like basically Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
And so like the biggest thing about this whole entire menu is that it's methodically nutritionally based, minus the waffles. But the waffles actually don't have a lot of sugar, so they're not as bad as people think. They're not like an Eggo waffle, you know.
Oh, I prefer the savory waffles myself too, with some like veggies and cheese and stuff like that in them.
Also, oh, yeah, totally.
The
yeah.
charred romaine. I don't know how many people out there have ever tried it. It's so good. It may sound strange to some. I think that's amazing. So
yeah, totally.
That's a really unique thing to have on your menu. I haven't seen it very many places.
Oh, thank you.
So if we want to pre-order one of those delicious items from Gonzo, how can we get in touch with you?
There is the Gonzo number, which is 907-957-6640. We basically, if you text or call in, we'll either text you back or, you know, pick up the phone and kind of let you know the details on everything. We're opening this Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Friday, it's going to be from 9 to 7 p.m. Same with Saturday. And then Sunday, since it's Mother's Day, it'll be a shorter day, 9 to 3.
9 to 3. That's great. Okay. Well, that's pretty exciting. I'm glad that you're able to, you know, create food and get it back out there for people. And I'm sure that a lot of your fans have been missing their Gonzo meals. But now, this is a Foodie Friday tradition. We always like to ask our guests if they can help us out with our weekend cooking projects. And so I wanted to ask you if you have a recipe that you can share with us today. And it can either be something from the restaurant or something from your food subscription program.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to go in with one of our actually vegan smoothies. And it's super, super easy. It's just coconut water. I like to do 3 or 2 frozen bananas. They have to be frozen. They have to be frozen. We do our favorite protein powder, the Orgains. You can get that at Costco, and that one's really nice. It doesn't make you feel bloated afterwards. And then we do hemp seed, maca, pink salt. And we call it a moo-free shake.
All right. So what is so important about having the bananas be frozen?
The bananas to be frozen is textural-wise. So if you can think of a creamy, creamy banana, you're going to get that. And it has, like, I like to add extra ice because I like everything extra cold. But the banana is the most important part for the texture. if you put in a regular, just two drops of banana, you're going to have the saddest mousse shake ever. You're going to be like, why did I listen to her? And, you know, if the protein hemp seeds, you can get that at Costco. If you don't have that, you don't need that. If you don't have maca, I do chocolate chips for my kids. It's just that extra chocolatey grit to it. And the pink salt helps kind of aliven every other part of the shake. So I'll send you the recipe.
Absolutely. We will post that on our website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. You can see the recipe for the mousse shake you can make at home. As we mentioned, Gonzo's is going to be reopening for pre-order takeout this weekend. And the phone number to call is 957-6640. Ames Alf of Gonzo, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with folks?
I guess just remember to be kind to the people that are serving you food.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing I have seen so far.
I know. It can be, it can be trying on both sides.
yeah, no doubt. But yeah, just, you know, be excellent to each other.
That's a great reminder. That's all we can do. Awesome. Again, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you so much.